Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode here of The Best Hour on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. And you can also find us on our website, truthought.org, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm glad to see you here. Okay, today we're going to be discussing lesson 348. And let's join together for a moment of silence and come to center before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath.
I have no cause for anger or for fear, for you surround me, and in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me. God, let me remember you are here and I am not alone. Surrounding me is everlasting love. I have no cause for anything except the perfect peace and joy I share with you. What need have I for anger or for fear? Surrounding me is perfect safety. Can I be afraid when your eternal promise goes with me? Surrounding me is perfect sinlessness. What can I fear when you created me in holiness as perfect as your own?
God's grace suffices us in everything that he would have us do, and only that we choose to be our will as well as his. I have no cause for anger or for fear, for you surround me, and in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me, and so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. Surrounding me is everlasting love, for I am not alone. I think that's one of the most comforting truths that reveals itself. And it's, you know, Jesus, you know, shared that 2,000 years ago, and he's always told us and reiterated that truth that we are not alone. You can never be alone. God created us in relationship. So you have to forgive God because you cannot be outside relationship. You're in relationship with everything around you where you are in this moment. Whether you're flying across the air in an airplane, or you're sitting in your room in your favorite meditation chair, or you're walking through the woods, or you're at your work, or just even the pencil you may be holding in your hand as you're taking notes, as you're reading A Course in Miracles. You're in relationship with the book and the pages and the ink that it's printed on. We are in relationship with everything and cannot be outside of it. And that's why we say we are one with all that is, because all is contained within the mind of God. You are not outside it. You cannot be outside it. So you therefore certainly could never be alone. But just like my children, when they would take a nap, according to house rules, in the afternoon when they were younger, for the period of time that they went dreaming into their own dreamscape, into their own imagination, into their own idea of what they would be as a separated self in a dimension of form, they were not available to me. And they might even be having a nightmare, but I can't see it. I don't know it. I give it no ever, never mind, because it, I know that it's illusion. I know that it's not real. And in yesterday's lesson, we talked about how the Holy Spirit is your continuous, constant companion. But when the Holy Spirit sees your imagination, when the Holy Spirit sees the meaning that we give things, it completely disregards it. And that's why it's so important for us to know that the voice of truth is available to us. And so in every moment when we find ourselves in judgment, or we find ourselves in anything other than peace, we can turn within. As we practice here before and after each lesson, as we read them each day, We turn within. At the altar within us is where we're joined with that voice of love, that voice of spirit. And it will indeed begin to inform your life in profound ways if you will practice and be consistent about your practice in reaching. You must reach first the Holy Spirit. Nothing more than your right mind is always available to you and is always right here with you. Capital F friend, capital G guide, capital T teacher. What a blessing. What a benevolent universe we live in. We can let go of all of our fears, all of our anger, all of our concerns, turn within, put that thinking self in the back seat, and allow ourselves to be joined in communion of love with our higher self.
Beautiful. Thank you. This is reminiscent of one of my favorite quotes. God's grace is my sufficiency. God's grace is my sufficiency, not sometimes, not here and there, but always and in all ways. And the only cause for anger, as we learned yesterday, is judgment. And somewhere along the way, I judge myself as separate. I made the choice to separate, and I judge myself as separate from everyone. And so therefore, you know, I've mistakenly believed I am alone. And I appreciate you leading with that. Surrounding me is everlasting love. I am not alone. And I have no cause for anything except perfect peace. And so when my peace is disturbed, it means that I believe that I am separate. When my joy is disrupted, and mind us all that joy is actually our natural state, that as it's been said, if miracles aren't occurring, if joy isn't occurring, if happiness isn't occurring as our experience, something is off. And so anything unlike those qualities become the benevolent guidepost for us to realign. And you know, somewhere along in that realignment, if I'm feeling anger, it's because I've judged. If I'm feeling anger or responding or reacting from anger, it's because I am in fear. And we have already established the true thought principle that we abide in perfect safety in that divine identity that we discussed yesterday. In that divine identity, everything begins there. Our oneness, so I am not alone, I'm in everlasting love, as well as, you know, that perfect safety. So if I'm responding or reacting in anger and fear, it's because I believe I'm not safe. And we can be gentle with ourselves and say, oh, this is a cry for love. I'm not a horrible being. I'm mistaken. I'm not sinful. I'm just confused. I'm a little insane sometimes. It's a cry for love, and I can be gentle with myself. And then the law of love would say, as I give gentleness to myself and receive it, that's what I give to others when they happen to be reacting and a little insane in the moment. See how this works? It's perfect. So as Christ, as our divine identity, I abide in perfect safety right now, and I can release fear, I can release anger, I can release tension. And what can I be afraid of? Your eternal promise goes with me everywhere, that I, the eternal promise that I am not alone, that I am as you created. This is my divine identity. And therefore, I do abide in perfect sinlessness. So I don't need to offload any sense of guilt, any sense of lack of safety, any sense of that. I don't need to offload it and project it onto anybody else or anything else, nor upon myself. I am as you created me. I am holy. And God's grace as the holy, beloved child of God is my sufficiency in all things. How good it is not to have to seek anywhere else for my good. It isn't anywhere else. Mm. It's not in the world. And while we are made in relationship, it's with relationship to divine self and God first. And everything else is just an outpicturing of that holy relationship. So I think you mentioned the second coming yesterday, the second coming as we approach Christmas, the heralding of the birth of the Christ, the rebirth of the Christ within each of us now. That's the holy relationship. Mm. That's the seed of it that we then express and extend to one another in relationship because we are all a part of that one.
I love the phrase perfect safety. You know, mm-hmm. It always takes me back to the way of mastery. Mm-hmm. Jesus is teaching. If you're not familiar with it, you know, it's the way of mastery is another channeled work by Jesus. But one of my most often used and favorite passages and you know, practices or affirmations we say in there is, you know, as Christ mm-hmm. in perfect safety, I release all tension. And as Christ in perfect safety, I dissolve my mind into the perfect peace of God. And then we practice saying, I accept the love of God. I accept the love of God. I accept the love of God. And so all of this blends together in this wonderful teaching of the truth of who and what we are, because we've built up such a resistance to it. We need to see it from many angles and from many sides. But thank you for sharing, you know, your wisdom about this lesson. And again, you know, I love it when I hear him, I guess it's the consistency of the teaching that he brings forth, where we see phrases like perfect safety in A Course in Miracles. We see perfect safety in the way of mastery. And, you know, in perfect safety and in perfect sinlessness, we reside in God. Beautiful. Anything else you want to share?
No, I'm complete.
Okay.
Good.
We're good. Okay. We're going to go about our day then. God bless you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. We love you.
Love you.
Let's stay the course. And so it is.
And so it is.
Forgive us our illusions, Father. And help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given. And accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I said